Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
With great humility, I introduce somebody I consider to be the great Michael Barkan. Sir, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for your time.
Stop it. Stop. It's just how I wrote it, though, isn't it? Thank you very much. How are you, my friend?
Did I put the inflection in the spot you wanted?
You were spot on. Hey, by the way, I want to ask you publicly, back you right into a corner. We had our charity outing yesterday. We have a family charity. It's called the Barkan Family Healing Hearts Foundation. Mm-hmm. I would love it if you would play next year. It was at French Creek Golf Club in Elverson, Pennsylvania. It's a beautiful course. It's a blast to play. I don't know if you can come do your show from there. I'm just extending it to you. You can think about it. You got 364 days. There you go.
Okay. Well, with 364 days to go, the answer is yes. So, how about that? I'd love to be a part of something for a great charity like that. You bet I will.
Awesome. And by the way, we have a former Penn Stater out there with us too. Brandon Noble
was Noble. DT, defensive tackle, played for Washington. Lost a lot of weight. I got to give him credit. He's dropped a few LBs. He's done well.
He has dropped a few LBs. He also played for the Cowboys. We don't mention that in Philadelphia, as you know, Steve.
Oh, no. You notice I didn't mention that part.
I know. I whispered it as I introduced him yesterday. Great guy, but played for a team that shall not be named.
You know what I refer to them as? Them.
What?
Yeah. Them.
Them. That's good. I'm going to start that. That's beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, my goodness.
All right.
So what's going on? How are you?
I'm doing great, and thank you for the invitation. It means a lot that it came from you. So, yes, the answer will be yes.
Thank you.
So, now, let's knock it around and have a little fun here. You're sitting in the Sixers front office, and you can give James Harden the max deal, do you?
Ooh, man, you know, that's a tough one for me. I didn't see what I thought I would see from James Harden this season. I mean, he had a game in the playoffs, a game against Miami, I guess, when he put the team on his back. But other than that, I don't know if you have other options. But, he's got to opt in. They've got to opt in. And I guess I would. I don't know what are the choices that they have, Steve. I really don't. But he did not do the job that I thought he was going to do. And I thought in the minds of most Sixers fans and observers, there was the exact same thing. So, you know, when we saw him come to Philadelphia, I think we thought we were still getting a top five player. We thought we were getting maybe a top 10 player. I don't think you can say that about him. So. Max deal? I guess I'd have to, but it makes me nervous, I'll tell you. What do you think?
You answered it verbatim exactly the way I would have. Same thing. I'd be sitting back and I'd say, okay, wait a minute. Next week's a big week because it leads to July 1st. Mm-hmm. What are our options here? And if it turns out that is the best option, I get back against the wall, then I've got to consider doing it if that's my best option. And I feel the same way you do about it. You answered the same way I would have because I didn't quite get what I hoped I would get out of him. But maybe now a completely healthy understanding his role, maybe that means something.
I hope so. I look at this team, I just think, are they any closer now to, forget about winning a championship, just even getting to a conference championship level? Are they any closer to that? I don't think the answer is yes. Joel Embiid is a phenom. He's been one.
Yep.
But my old pal Ike Reese used to say, you can't make the club in the tub. And unfortunately, he's been injured more than his fair share, and he's been injured at the worst possible time. And while that might not be his fault, it still remains the case. So I concern myself with that. I concern myself whether or not they have a bona fide second superstar, the kind of guy Harden is supposed to be, and maybe even a third. They've got some great parts, but whether or not they can bring them together to even get to that conference championship level, I don't know.
And they drafted 23 on Thursday, Michael. I haven't looked at any mock drafts until today, so I finally look at one. And I see Walker Kessler. I'm like, Walker Kessler? Really? Okay. That tells me there's no help in the draft unless there's something stunning.
Well, and I've seen other mock drafts that say Blake Wesley from Notre Dame or Wendell Moore from Duke, who's the small forward. Wesley, of course, is a guard. And they're, both of those players are ranked lower on the totem pole. But, you know, who knows what Daryl Morey might do once that thing gets going. I don't know. They're getting the Nets pick because the Nets defer after the Harden trade. That was their pick, and they're not taking it this year.
Right. I've got to ask you about John Tortorella. I know that the Flyers have a long way to go. He at least does have a resume that has a Stanley Cup in it. He's also a very interesting guy in press conferences. What do you think about the hire?
Well, you know, I think he is one of the great characters in hockey, in the NHL. He's got a great pedigree. I love the line that when every time I think of John Tortorella, just comes right in my mind, shut your yap. Shut your yap. What he said to former Flyers coach in the conference finals. Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to remember when that might have been. 2012, 10?
12.
And Hitchcock had something. Sorry?
No, go ahead, Mike.
But that was what Turner wrote. He said he shouldn't even be talking about one of my players. He shouldn't even have to. You know what? Shut your yap. And I loved. I always loved that he went there. And I love Hitchcock too. Great coach. But John, here's the only thing. He kind of seems like Alain Vigneault with an A on the end of his name. You know. So, to me, they're somewhat similar coaches. They're kind of disciplinarians. They kind of like to bust it a little bit. And I'm hoping that Tortorella can get more from what the Flyers have than what Alain Vigneault did. And I also question with the Flyers whether or not they have the talent that they need to have. So you can have the greatest coach in the world, but you know at the major league level, which is the NHL, You've got to have the players. And I know Cam Atkinson, the veteran Flyers forward, vouched for Tortorella, saying, in fact, he brought it up in an exit interview. And, you know, I'm hoping that they can bring this team together and they can be the Flyers the way we've known them in Philadelphia for so many years.
Well, Steve Kerr is a perfect example. When Curry and Thompson were out, they didn't even come. They had a 7-month vacation, 1 year.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're right.
And then, you know, and then last year with Thompson out, they got to the 8-9 game. This year they've got everybody. They win. So I mean, look, we acknowledge he's an excellent coach, but personnel certainly does aid the coaching. That's a perfect transition to the last part here. The Phillies change one guy, and it's the manager, and it's Robbie Thompson. Why the difference?
I think a couple of reasons. One, Kyle Schwarber, who had been struggling mightily, started to hit. You know, he won the National League Player of the Month last June in 2021, very well might win it again in 22. And I don't know if you can blame that on Joe Girardi, that Kyle Schwarber did what he's done over the recent past in struggling in April and May. But he's coming on like gangbusters in June. So you've got a bona fide leadoff guy. Rhys Hoskins also is starting to come around. And that 1-5 spot, the leadoff through 5 spot, has for the most part been the same for the last 20 games or so. So that's one. And the players are producing. So that's the first thing. Also, baseball is a game, man. It's played. It's a team sport, but it's played individually. You got to get in the batter's box and hit when you're called upon. You've got to be on the pitcher's mound and make the pitches when called upon. Balls hit to you, you got to do it. And I think you need a certain mentality to do that. And sometimes the vibe is just not there in the clubhouse. And whether you're the manager, the players, or observing the team, no one can explain why that is. But, yes, I do think that Robbie Thompson coming in has made a big difference for this team. I think he's just got a different feel about him than did Joe Girardi. And the guys are playing for him. So, you know, I can't put my finger on exactly what it is other than also the bullpen, which has really been an issue for the team during this stretch, for the most part, has settled down somewhat. I'm not saying it's been good, but it hasn't cost them games like it had prior to Girardi's departure. So, you know, now Bryce Harper's been out for the past two games. We haven't had the lineup for tonight. They're at Texas this evening. And I don't know, he's got a blister on his left hand just below his left index finger and above his palm. And he was called upon to pinch hit the other night and did quite well. And the blister is healed, but there's an infection under there. And I don't know whether or not Harper's going to go tonight, but they need him. He's going to be an all-star at the DH position, for goodness sakes. Who would have thought that that would have happened prior to the season? So he's been carrying the team as well. I hope he's back in the lineup tonight.
You're always a difference maker for us, Michael. Thank you so much for your valuable time. Appreciate you very much. Thank you.
You know it, Steve. Anytime. Just let me know. In 364 days, baby, you're mine.
All right. I'm there. I am. I will be there. I promise you. Thanks, Michael.
You got it. All right.
Thanks.